The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. To the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, I'm very excited. Some of you already know this. We have a new sponsor on the program, Nutramedics, Nutramedics.com. You want to use the code Eric to get 20% off. But I want you to know who we have as our sponsor. We want you to know the company. Why is that? Because we believe in them. We believe in the people behind it. We believe in the product. And I want you to understand where we're coming from. This is not just something that we're advertising. The founder of Nutramedics, Nutramedics.com, is Tim Eaton. He is my guest. Tim, welcome.
Thank you, Eric. Great to be with you today.
You've got some astonishing products to talk about. And I really have to say that the more I hear, the more I'm sucked into how amazing this is, because it's not just, oh, there's vitamin D and vitamin C. You've got some really strange, fascinating, rare things that are not that easily available. And then the story of how you got involved in doing Nutramedics is itself amazing. I know you've got genuine miracle stories. You're a man of Christian faith, and you were a missionary pilot. So you're all in with regard to missions. But how is it, the last time we spoke, you were teasing us. You said you've got these miracle stories or whatever. So what do you mean? Like, give us an example of what you mean by that.
Once again, thanks for having me on, Eric. Living in the Amazon for 5 years and serving as a missionary pilot was, to me, I thought, wow, it's like Christian Indiana Jones stuff. And it was exciting. With the time when I was living there, the terrorism was a big issue. So we were very restricted and had to be very careful about where we went. And we had a signaling system. We flew over an tribal village to determine whether it was safe or not to land. One particular day, I was flying, and it was a long day of flying into several villages. And then I'm on my way back to the base, and the weather was just completely socked in, clouds down to the trees. I couldn't make it in. So I landed in a known terrorist village. It's either that or run out of fuel. And I was there about an hour and a half on the ground. But when I landed, there was a little old lady there, and I said, "Where is everyone?" And I was, I was referring to the terrorists that lived there. She was very strange. About 30 minutes ago, they all left. So I said, okay, so I'm there on the ground, I'm on the radio every 10 minutes, really calling the base. Okay, is the weather lifted yet?
Now, Tim, let me just interrupt for clarification.
Sure.
When you say terrorists, this is Shining Path, Marxist terrorists.
Yeah, there were two groups in Peru, the Shining Path and the MRTA. One was a Marxist group, one was a Maoist group, and they didn't like us gringos very much.
Well, so it's not that they don't like you gringos, it's that these are bloodthirsty terrorists. These are murderers who are trying to strike fear into the hearts of anybody who doesn't want to go along with them. And by the way, they're both Marxists, right? Because Maoist is Marxist and Marxist is Marxist. The right point is, these are communist terrorists. And you, my friend, my new friend, were so courageous in your faith that you risked your life flying around down there to bring the good news of Jesus to these people. And you're dealing with terrorism. And now you're telling me you were forced to land in a known terrorist village. And suddenly
decision I made. I'm going, well, okay, what, God, what do I do? I'm going to land there. So I landed. I was able to get off and fly to the base about an hour and a half later. But the interesting story is that about a month later, I received a letter from a a prayer warrior woman in a church in Maine, where I come from. And she said, what happened to you at 3:30 in the afternoon on March 12th? Because God stopped me and said, pray for Tim. And that was exactly the moment that I landed in that village. And so, you know, to me, it's just a reminder that, you know, God can do whatever he wants, but he wants to involve us. So, you said I was there. I don't feel like I was making a sacrifice or putting myself in danger. I just thought, wow, I get to do this. I get to use my gifts and talents to serve others and to help them share the gospel of Jesus to people who had never heard it before. I thought, wow, flying around the jungle and accomplishing that, you know, I can't imagine doing anything else.
Where was the church in Maine?
Well, I was born in Portland, Maine, but there were little churches in Maine that I had gotten to know through the years. That particular church, I believe, was up in north of Augusta. I think it was Paris, Maine, or maybe even Peru, Maine, interestingly enough. there is a town of Peru, Maine. But just a lot of those little churches that supported me, sometimes only $25, $30 a month, but that's how I was paid.
I just want to say, you know, we'll probably air this on Miracle Monday, because what you just said, I like to unpack these things, right? You're going through something on the other side of the world or the other hemisphere. And a woman in Maine who's a prayer warrior is stopped cold at a certain time, pray for Tim. And she hears the voice of the Holy Spirit and she prays, but she's wondering, Lord, why? What happened? So she writes a letter to you, because it was so powerful that she had to know what was going on in your life. Now, just the fact that she knew something was going on in your life is astonishing, that God so touched her to pray for you. You're in danger. And then you find out, oh yeah, you were facing death, because you land in a place like, oh, let's be honest, let's not kid ourselves here. That's the whole point. These terrorists want to kill people like you. You're the enemy. And you had no choice. You had to land. You're doing God's work. And magically, they're not around. And you get to fly out of there and live to found Nutramedics and to talk to me about it. But I just think we need to tell these stories, because it's a beautiful thing to know God is real. He hears our prayers. He uses our prayers. I guess you must have been kind of amazed to read the letter.
Oh, it was awesome. You know, it was back in the 80s, so that was before email and all those things. Where I lived, we only had a radio for communication, no telephones, no electricity. Well, we had a generator for electricity, but I loved it. I loved the rustic living, kind of off the grid. And so there wasn't a whole lot of communication. You know, my parents, my dad was like, wow, this is so exciting, Tim, that you're doing this. My mom was a little more concerned about me going to Peru during that time, but they were fully supporting me, but still at the same time concerned and praying for me that I'd be safe. And so it was an awesome 5 years. And, you know, as I may have said before, you know, when I went there, I look back and God was showed me three things. I'd never seen extreme poverty before in my life. I saw that. I started learning about medicinal plants, and then I met my future wife, and those three big things were huge for me. I realized, looking back, God, you know, even though I thought I was going to be down there till I couldn't fly anymore at the age of 65, but I didn't, looking back now, this is what God was doing. And now we have an incredible infrastructure in Peru and relationships that give us incredible, robust supply chain for these plants and the ministries we support down there. So it's an awesome connection.
When we come back, I want to ask you more about the ministries you support and more about some of these 11 magic herbs and spices, actually more than that. But you're older than 65. Do you give out your age publicly?
No, I'm 61. I know, probably look.
Why did you say? Why did you say that when you couldn't fly when you're?
Well,
61?
That's kind of the pilot's 65 is usually the cutoff age.
Oh, so you're looking. You were looking forward to that.
If I had stayed down there, the thought was okay. Now I started flying when I was 26.
What? Yeah. Hey, we're gonna be right back, folks. Nutramedics.com is our sponsor. Use the code Eric.
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year, and I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out.
Georgie girl, swinging down the street so fancy free. Nobody you meet could.
Folks, it's here from Taxes Show. We have a new sponsor, and I'm talking to the head of the company, Nutramedics, Nutramedics.com. Use the code Eric to get 20% off. Tim Eaton, you've been in this business a long time. You're telling us some miracle stories, and I want people to understand who you are, because when people, I keep talking to my audience about how you spend your money, it's like voting. You have a lot of power in how you spend your money and where you spend your money. And I want people to spend their money in places not only that share their values, but that have spectacular products that can help them. It's one of the reasons we decided to partner with you and Nutramedics. But you've got some miracle stories. You just shared one. What is the other one that you were just going to share? First of all, you said you met your wife while you're a missionary in Peru.
Yes, I did. We met on a blind date. I knew her cousin. And then I was back in the jungle for quite a time. And then we got married in 1992. But it was actually that year, 1992, that we got married. And then we were still planning on going back to Peru. And as a missionary, go visit the churches and tell them, show them slides and your story, give them updates. So we're getting ready to go on a 3-month trip. And I figured that it was going to cost $2,000 to do this trip. And I had $100 in my bank account. We went to a church to share the story of what we were doing, showing the slides. And after the service, a guy walked up and gave my wife an envelope. And we got out the car and opened it. And it was exactly $2,000, which we needed to go on this 3-month trip. And my wife kept saying, how are we going to do this? We only have $100. And then the night before we depart, this gentleman that was he, and he said, I didn't know who was going to be speaking tonight, but God told me that someone was going to need $2,000. So once again, it's kind of like the other story. God was speaking to that guy, said, bring $2,000 to church. You're going to meet someone that needs $2,000. So that was really cool. I
think it's just a coincidence. Come on.
Yeah, it's a coincidence.
Can you believe? I mean, listen, I know there are a lot of people who listen to this program. They say, oh, I'm a Christian, but they haven't walked in this kind of Christianity. I want to say to my listeners and viewers, folks, when I had my born again experience in 1988, since then, I have met people with stories like this over and over and over and over. It is amazing and beautiful that we have a real God who wants to pull us into that kind of a relationship where he meets our needs and he lets us know through things like this that, like, hey, I got your back. I'm real. I'm not a figment. I'm not a figment of your imagination. I'm not a philosophy. I'm not an ideology. I'm not an energy force in the sky. I'm not within you like, the collective unconscious or a new age God. I am the God of the Bible. I know you. I know what you're going through. You know, these are miracles. And I want to encourage people. I mean, I wrote a book on miracles where I tell a lot of these kinds of stories. But every time I hear one, I'm just amazed. God is real. God told this man that you're going to go to church and you're going to, it's just like out of Acts, right? Mm-hmm. You know, God speaks to people and they don't know, what does that mean? And then they find out, oh yeah, it was God. You know, I want to talk about how you found some of these, extraordinary, things that you sell, because some of these things you found while you were in Peru, did you not?
Well, I heard about some of them while I was still living there up until the early 90s. But later on, as I went back with a team of researchers, botanists from local tribal people, et cetera, what we would do is we would start praying for about a month before we would go to Peru and praying, God, show us what you want us to find. Help us find them. As opposed to most other companies that are looking for new plants, they're going and speaking with the shamans, and my experience with them, you know, they may have wisdom, but most of them are getting their wisdom from the enemy, from Satan, and we there are even pharmaceutical companies down there meeting with shamans and trying to get information. So we're doing it differently. We're saying, God, supernaturally, please show us what you want us to find. And there have been many experiences where God just led us to these plants in the jungle, where in some cases even the botanists or the locals that were with us said, well, no, that's not a medicinal plant. No one uses that. That's only used for the lumber from that tree is used for construction or whatever. So in one particular case, there was a plant that we found, and we really believed that it had some significant benefits. So we made a small extract of it and sent it off to a lab, I think in Israel in this case. And they said, wow, this is in this particular benefit, they were saying that this is this is a very powerful plant. You know, that's about as far as I can go. But, you know, many of these very unique products that we offer, healthcare professionals, medical doctors, et cetera, have been using them now for about 20 years. So
What are the different things that Nutramedic sells? Like if somebody says, I've got an energy problem, do you have something that you would say specifically would be good for that?
Well,
I'm asking for myself.
Well, we actually have, if you go to Nutramedics.com, you'll see we have an energy kit now that we sell. And I believe that includes magnesium. Most people have a magnesium deficiency, and magnesium is required for the body to produce energy. Also, adrenal support. Many people suffer from adrenal exhaustion or adrenal fatigue, and that can be caused by stress. I know no one has any stress now, but some people do. Yeah. And so stress causes adrenal fatigue. Caffeine, other things are, so this helps to restore normal adrenal gland function, and magnesium helps to resolve that magnesium deficiency. And some people report after only 2 or 3 days taking enough magnesium that they start to feel more energy. The energy kit is fantastic for that.
I thought there was something obscure that you mentioned that had an effect on energy. I can't remember what it was now, but maybe I'll have to watch the interview.
I don't remember what that is, but that particular, well, we have the natural boost for men and the hormonal support for women, two products that have 7 to 9 ingredients in them each. And both of those contain maca. Many people have heard of that.
I have heard of that. And that is something that's supposed to help with energy. What is that?
That helps with energy. That helps provide energy. And it's used by people that live way up in the Andes Mountains as high as 15, 16,000 feet. And they make maca or use maca to make anything from jellies and jams to breads to liquor. So they do a lot of mock up there at altitude, and it really provides helps to provide stamina, energy, but it's also a hormonal adaptogen. So it balances out hormones. Natural Boost for Men product, there's many other products in there that help to provide optimum testosterone levels. A lot of people are dealing with that. They have low T, and many that have low T have low energy. So that's a great product. I use that every day.
And what is that? What are the ingredients in the Natural Boost? That's like in a dropper form, right?
Yeah, that's a liquid form, and I'm going to read, because there's so many ingredients. I'll read a few for you, but maca once again is one of them, and horny goat weed. That's a good one. Muito Poama, which is from Brazil, ginkgo, tribulus, saffron, L-arginine, and a couple other roots and stems from some other.
So can people take too much of this? Like what happens with this stuff? In other words,
if I'm feeling low energy, I've actually did a little test and drank a whole bottle one time. It's a 2-ounce bottle. Nothing bad happened. But all of this is a good question, because all these products have been evaluated on a university level for their potential toxicity. And in the words of the researchers at the universities, was that, wow, these products have the toxicity of water, not toxic.
Oh, it's that bad, huh? Water.
That's terrible.
Well, no, but I just ask that because, you want to know what you're taking, but you're telling me that, if you take too much, it's not going to be bad. I mean, it's important to understand that stuff. Like if you take too much vitamin C, you'll just get like diarrhea or something like that. You're not going to die, but there's some things that you can take too much of and some. Yeah. So it's actually very good to know. And that's Natural Boost for Men. We're going to go to a break, folks. I'm talking to Timothy Eaton. The products are Nutramedics.com. Use the code Eric for 20% off. We'll be right back. Prescription Dispensing Labs is a national licensed pharmacy specializing in personalized prescription and natural medicine. The pharmacists at PD Labs are credited with formulating unique nasal sprays for the dreaded brain fog, and a leader in uncovering new compounds to improve your health. PD Labs is one of the first pharmacies to now offer a telemedicine group trained in prevention medicine and how to restore your health. They have developed signature professional supplements that really work rather than just promotional advertising. PD Labs Pharmacy prides itself on innovation and amazing customer service that show dedication to your health. Today, everyone needs a choice in their healthcare, and they bring many refreshing options on how to maximize your body's amazing capabilities to bounce back. PD Labs has an extensive network of practitioners nationwide dedicated to true healthcare, not sick care. Visit their website, pdlabsrx.com, for free health tips, podcasts, and their popular online store. Call 888-909-0110. Ask for Ray and tell them Eric sent you. That's 888-909-0110. Folks, I am talking to Tim Eaton, who's the founder and head of Nutramedics. Some of you know that's a new sponsor on this program. I'm in awe, Tim, of some of these miracle stories, and in awe of the company, because I think there's some companies that you really can see that God has his hand on you. He's using you to help people, and then you're using the profits to help people. I mean, I want people to understand that 50%, more than 50% of the profits that you make go to missions and to other things that, it's pretty wonderful. If I'm giving my money to CVS or Starbucks or whatever, they're not using it for missions or for the things that Nutramedics is.
Well, yeah. I mean, as I think I've said before, it's all God's money. It's all God's stuff. And God's just entrusted this all to us to be good stewards of it. And, it brings up an interesting subject about, when I was on the mission field, back in the day, going to church as a kid, well, if you want to please God, you got to be like a missionary or a pastor or pastor's wife or whatever. And so that was kind of the thinking that, but now I've realized, and many have realized, that you know, you can serve God just as faithfully in business as being as if you were on the mission field. And God just wants us to be faithful in wherever he has placed us. And so, yeah, giving we're just being faithful to do what we believe God wants us to do. As I said before, my wife and I made a commitment before we even chose what we were going to do for a business that we would give at least 50% of the profits to initially to ministries in Peru that were, you know, rescuing kids from orphans, but primarily rescuing people from hell. It's kind of a rescue mission, right? So there was another story I wanted to tell, and many of your audience knows about Dr. Bill Bright, who was the founder of Campus Crusade for Christ. And he had called me one day and asking if I thought Cemento would help him. I believe it was back in 2001, and he was facing a health challenge. And I said, I don't know, maybe it will. So we went up and we visited. But the relation to me, the memory is the great relationship that was developed. I met with him many, many times. And he was an incredible godly man that every time you come into his home, he prayed with you. Every time you leave, he prayed with you. But I went there seeking counsel on something at one point. And I said, you know, there's a very novel technology that seems very strange to me. And I want to make sure that this being offered to us that would enhance our products. And so I went to him with the inventor of the technology to visit with him in Orlando. And so the inventor could explain what it was. And then afterwards, Bill said to me, he sat down just with me. He said, you know, Tim, God's telling me you need to move forward and do this. But it was just the beginning of it was a great friendship, he was a great mentor. And just before he passed away, he wrote me a letter, and I'd like to just read a little bit from it. He said, thank you for your many gifts of health giving materials and equipment and products that no doubt have used by our dear Lord to extend my life. I pray that good seed which you have sown will bear fruit 100, yes, even 1,000 fold in the future. He wrote that just out of gratitude for some things that we gave him. But it's just a great, you know, you don't get the chance to meet some of these great godly men in the world very often. So to me, it was a great privilege.
Well, just the fact that you had the kind of relationship with him where, you know, he would even say to you that God is saying to me, go forward with this technology, whatever it is. I mean, I had the privilege of meeting Bill Bright. And, you know, a lot of people today have no idea, young people, who he was. My goodness, what a giant of the faith he was. I met his wife, Vonette, a number of times, but just an amazing man. And I didn't know, was your ministry affiliated with Campus Crusade at all?
No, but we were very involved and have been in the Jesus Film Project, which is obviously his, you know, big thing. And one of the things he envisioned and carried through on, so we were involved in some of those things and supporting those ministries. You know, as far as ministries, you know, we just started supporting a new one called the Timothy Initiative, and they're actually the largest users in the world of the Jesus Film right now. And their focus is going into that, reaching the 40% of the world that's never heard the gospel before. And they're planting, I think, 43 new churches a day.
A day?
A day through that ministry. So we're really excited about helping to support that ministry now. Once again, their focus is to reach the people that have never they've never heard, they don't know who, they've never heard of Jesus. They've never heard the story. So it's basically empowering national workers in their own countries to go out and share the story, share the gospel. And many of these countries where this is happening, you know, it's more and more difficult for Western missionaries to enter and live there. We just love that whole model of empowering nationals, people that living in their own countries.
You know, I'm sorry, we're going to go to a break here. I didn't realize. We'll be right back, folks, talking to Timothy Eaton. Don't go away. Folks, I'm talking to Tim Eaton with Nutramedics, Nutramedics.com, a new sponsor on this program. Use the code Eric for 20% off. Tim, I have to say, you know, I get very excited because, you know, you're talking about giving to these amazing ministries like the Timothy Initiative. And I think, of course, everybody needs to give. But how we spend our money when you buy bread, vitamins, when you fill up the tank, when you get coffee, everywhere we spend our money, it can go to companies that are doing wonderful things like Nutramedics and giving to the Timothy Initiative and all these other things. Or you can give to companies that are doing nothing, or you can give to companies that are using your money for bad, progressive things. And so I want to educate my audience. And anytime I can mention an organization or a company like Nutramedics, I want to do it. Nutramedics.com in case people want to find it. You had a story you were just going to tell. I want to make sure we get to that.
Yeah. And back around 21 years ago, there was a big downturn for us in sales, and we were very close to shutting the company down. And we had found this new plant, or I should say God blessed us with this new plant that we were bringing in from Peru that we now call Cemento. And so my wife and I decided, okay, let's go to our best distributor in Europe. And at that time was in Bulgaria. And let's see if they loved our products. Let's see if they'll take this new product on and do research in their clinic. And so we went there and spent 3 days, and the folks in Bulgaria said, no, we love all your products. We don't want this new one. So on the way back to the airport, I said, okay, I'll give you 2,000 bottles to do research in your clinic. So, okay, we'll take it. So we sent 2,000 bottles. And then a few months later, we started getting all these orders for 10 to 20,000 bottles a month of this product. And it very quickly brought us out of the debt. And then we started hearing stories about all the benefits of this product.
What is Cemento? How do we spell it? Is it C-I-M?
No, it's S-A-M-E-N-T-O.
Cemento. Okay.
Yeah, it's a very rare type of cat's claw. Some of your audience may know about cat's claw. It's been around for quite a while.
And do you sell this on its own, or is it mixed with another product?
Well, we sell it on its own, and it's mixed with some other products. It's the core ingredient for all the medics products, which are glucomedics, mood medics, relax medics, and vital medics. And but it's a so we were about ready to close the doors, and then they did research in Bulgaria and found all this incredible all these great stories from patients from
clients. Like, I mean, give us an example of some of those stories.
Well, just some chronic or some really long-term or some health challenges that people were dealing with that they just couldn't get relief from, whether it was the product provides great immune system support, neurological support, cardiovascular support, microbial support. And that's about as far as we can go as far as describing what.
Right. In other words, I know the FDA or whatever doesn't let you.
That's fine. Yeah.
Tell us the story, the amazing stories. Where can we go to find these? Probably if we just go on the internet and look up Cemento, S-A-M-E-N-T-O, we can get some specifics. I'm just guessing since you can't say it.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah, we can't even direct people. We can't even say, hey, go there. So
Right. But I can say, well, the internet is not exactly, you know, I'm just saying you're talking about Cemento, S-A-M-E-N-T-O. And if people are curious, I can say go to the web for crying out loud. Certainly we could say that. But well, look, it's interesting. That's another thing that, you know, we have to respect, that there are rules and you can't make claims, even though these stories are true. They don't want you to tell the stories because some of them are going to come across that they're as false claims, as they put it.
We can't make any kind of medical or drug claims for our products here in the U.S. Now, some of our distributors in other countries where that's allowed, they can do that. But anyway, getting back to Bulgaria, it was like they ended up selling $50 million worth of Cemento over the last 20 years. And so we have a great relationship with the folks there in Bulgaria. The interesting thing is, you know, Bulgaria is the poorest country in the European Union. So there's not a whole lot of disposable income there, but that's how much Cemento that they have sold in the past 20 plus years.
That's a lot of Cemento. $50 million.
Jeez. Yeah, that's what they've sold. Yeah. So it's a great product and a lot of, maybe some of your audience have heard of it, but it's our number one selling or our best selling product.
And so you sell it individually as Cemento also?
Yeah, sell as Cemento, but it's also the core ingredient for, as I mentioned, for Glucomedics, Relax Medics, Mood Medics, and Vital Medics. And
I've been taking Relax Medics most nights just because I always have trouble falling asleep. And what is in that? That's, I guess, valerian and...
That's valerian root and Cemento. And a lot of folks say it helps them to go to sleep.
Now, why would Cemento have any effect on whether somebody falls asleep? In other words, what can you talk about that?
Well, it just provides some other benefits. A lot of folks are looking for immune support. So that provides...
Right.
It provides more than just sleep support. But immune support, neurological support, cardiovascular support, blood sugar support. So a lot of those things that people are looking for, or all the benefits of Cemento are going to be in those Medics products. So Mood Medics can help my balanced mood, but I'm also getting the benefits of all these, the immune support, et cetera. Glucomedics helps provide blood sugar support.
And what's in Vital Medics? We just got 30 seconds. What's in that?
Yeah, that's a combination of Cemento and Moringa that is harvested from Zimbabwe, Africa. And for that particular product, 100% of the profits go to a project called I Was Hungry in Africa.
I love this stuff. This is just so exciting. We're out of time, but I got to tell you, Tim Eaton, I'm just thrilled to have discovered you and Nutramedics because, you know, we want to provide our audience with not just great products, but with great people and great companies that are doing God's work around the world. Thank you, my friend.
It's just like a dream. She is shining.
Alvin, guess what? It's time for the homework assignment. Every day on this program, we're going to be giving out a homework assignment. I've been doing it casually, but folks, it's going to be part of your grade. Mm. And I think it is incumbent on me to say clearly what the assignment is, since this goes into your final grade in the class. Okay, so today's homework assignment.
Yes.
First thing... This, by the way, this is for the month, salemnow.com. Mm-hmm. If you go to salemnow.com, there's a lot of stuff you can watch with your whole family. So visit salemnow.com. But specifically, there's a film out. It's called The Streets Were My Father. It's the journey of three inner city Chicago men, a story of fatherlessness, gang life, prison life, and then the power of God to change lives, transform lives dramatically. It is hugely inspiring, but it also underscores
like practically the most important issue there is. It's called fatherlessness. If you don't want crime in America, deal with fatherlessness because it's huge. So go to salemnow.com. It's called The Streets Were My Father. Okay, that's assignment number one. Assignment number two. Tell your friends, please, about MyPillow.com and MyStore.com and using the code Eric. A lot of people, maybe they're watching Fox News or something else, and it gives you a code. And I'm thinking, do you really want to give that portion of the profit to Fox or to whomever?
Right.
Or do you want it to give it to this show, which has been banished from YouTube and is being sued by, I can't even go into that publicly. So we do need your help.
Yeah.
Every time you use the code Eric at MyPillow.com or MyStore.com, most of my books are at MyStore.com, and we'll have way more coming up soon. You're helping us defray those costs on this program, and we do need your help. So if you tell your friends to use the code Eric, we're grateful. And as part of that, Nutramedics is a new big sponsor on the program.
Right.
We've had Tim Eaton on now twice. Watch those videos. We posted them on Rumble, and if you get the if you get our email newsletters, you've seen them. They are heroes, honestly, because they're producing a spectacular product, and I'm learning a lot about different herbs and spices or whatever they call them.
Supplements.
Oh, yeah, supplements. Yeah. But not only that, they give 50% of their royalties to missions.
Right.
And you can listen to the,
that's
to
amazing.
The thing.
Yeah.
But if you use the code Eric there, you get 20% off. And most of us use all these things, whether it's, you know, magnesium or zinc or vitamin C or vitamin D, whatever, all the basics, stevia, melatonin, and on and on and on and on. They have more exotic stuff. But I just want to say that every time you use the code Eric, you save 20%, and it helps defray costs on this program, and we need your help. So that's a homework assignment. And then finally, okay, CSI.
Yes.
We are freeing slaves in the Sudan. Folks, am I making this up? No. People, and this is like the wake-up call. For us in the West, we complain about, you know, getting banned from YouTube. There are people enslaved for their faith in Sudan, and I just want to say that we can do something about it. We did something about it. It was a year ago or 8 months ago. We did a huge number of That's right.
Yeah.
And we freed like thousands of slaves. And this is an amazing thing. I can't even believe I'm saying this.
Yeah.
But that's what CSI does. You can participate. Whatever you give goes to this. But anybody who gives $250 that frees a slave, and they don't buy them out of slavery. It's more complicated. I won't go into it now. But it frees a slave and then sets them up in a new life. Now, again, it's incomprehensible to us. We're talking about people enslaved. Yeah. So CSI, their boots on the ground, they're helping.
Yes.
It's kind of astonishing to me that they do this. So
The banner is right at the top of the
MetaxasTalk.com.
MetaxasTalk.com.
MetaxasTalk.com. Have I mentioned our radio website is MetaxasTalk.com.
There you go.
Have
and,
I mentioned
and you
that?
Can call. You can call 888-253-3522.
Say it again.
888-253-3522. Please give generously. This is an incredible. People talk about slavery 150 years ago. This is happening today.
I mean,
and you can free a slave.
And the fact
today.
Is, because of CSI, you can do something about it. God bless you. Thank you.